reports of cyber attacks in Ukraine. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Officials in Ukraine say there's been a number of cyber attacks targeting computer systems in the country as Russian forces remain on the country's border.
If you're trying to use your bank card at one of the major private banks here, you might be having a hard time. The Ministry of Defense also coming under attack. It's not clear whether the attackers are from the Russian government or whether they are hackers. In the meantime, President Putin, after his meeting with the German chancellor, saying that he would pull back some troops that are around Ukraine's border. It's not clear exactly how many, but Putin said the real threat to security in the region comes from NATO.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Kyiv, Ukraine. President Biden today said the U.S. has not yet verified Russia's claim that some of its forces have withdrawn from the Ukraine border. He said an invasion of Ukraine remains a distinct possibility. A bipartisan sanctions package targeting Russia is not expected to come together this week.
Instead, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he's working on a bipartisan statement.
Leader McConnell and I are working on this with the chairs and ranking members of the relevant committees, and we hope to have that statement very soon.
House and Senate Republicans have introduced their own sanctions bill that would target Russian financial institutions and immediately impose sanctions on the Nord Stream 2 pipeline designed to pump Russian natural gas to Germany.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. COVID-19 vaccines during pregnancy may protect babies after they're born and lead to fewer hospitalized infants. That's according to a Centers for Disease Control and Prevention study released earlier today. The CDC says it's the first study to show potential benefits to infants born to people who received two doses of Pfizer or Moderna vaccines during pregnancy. It was already known that antibodies from COVID-19 vaccines transfer to the fetus. How that might affect infants after birth was uncertain. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
U.S. officials report a sharp rise in the January producer price index.
There's a report telling us why you're paying more for things. Businesses are paying more, too. Prices at the wholesale level jumped again last month. The producer price index rose a full 1% in January. For the year ending in January, the increase is 9.7%. December's PPI increase was the smallest in more than a year, though both readings for January are stronger than forecast. Manufacturers have been dealing with COVID Omicron outbreaks, higher transportation costs, and shortages of material and labor. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
A prominent Mexican scientist who led a double life with two families on separate continents pleaded guilty today after being charged with being co-opted by Russian agents into spying on a U.S. government informant residing in Miami. Hector Cabrera Fuentes was arrested in 2020 at Miami International Airport as he and his Mexican wife were looking to return to their home in Mexico City. Cabrera is charged with acting in the U.S. on behalf of a foreign government without notifying the U.S. Attorney General. It appears Boba Fett is more popular than Baby Yoda.
According to Deadline, citing Samba TV, the Book of Boba Fett clincher episode was reportedly watched in 1.5 million households over the course of 5 days of its release. Meanwhile, only 1.1 million households tuned in for Grogu over the same time period stretch for the season 2 finale of The Mandalorian. Lauren Faulkner, Fox News.
A man has been arrested for allegedly stealing a fossilized dinosaur claw valued at $25,000 from a vendor in Tucson, Arizona last month, and then trying to resell it. Tucson police say 39-year-old Christopher Thomas is now facing a felony charge of trafficking stolen property. Investigators say he tried to sell the claw to another vendor who recognized the item and called police. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.